Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. Yeah, Kansas City's lost 7 on a row. They lose 7-1 last night to the Gribe. Boston, they lost 7-2 to the Mets. Twins lost 2-1 to the Rays. And now go look at the standings, the American League wildcard standings. And they just read Kansas City is the last team in, and the next team is Detroit. 4.5 games behind. No in between Detroit and Kansas City. To be fair, they are tied with the Boston Red Sox. But nonetheless, if it's just this snapshot in time that we can do it, go do it. And I said to Gator during the break, if the Tigers actually pull this crap off and this miracle, this Hail Mary run, and oh my God, the who the hell are these guys group of Tigers makes the playoffs, and they open with a 3-game set with the Astros, and the Tigers game one starter is listed as Brennan Hanafy, it would be like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
It would be hysterical, and yet that's how this team has done it for the last few weeks here. They've done it with smoke and mirrors and whatever else you want to say. AJ Hinch is just somehow, you know, MacGyvered this pitching staff to a winning pitching staff as a whole. It's not just the starters, it's the bullpen arms. Everybody all together has done an amazing job, and yet one name they might see, Reese Olson
could be back in the mix here, but if they keep going, if the pitching falls in such a way that Tyler Holton is starting game one against the Astros, who would be throwing Justin Verlander, like it'd be
this run is, I mean, if they were to make it, if somehow they made the wild card, made the playoffs, the improbability of this is, would be like you'd make a red solo cup earlier, like there's no way they'd make it. Honestly, that's what you would say.
Yes,
there's no way you could even fathom
solo cup guarantee.
That seriously
would have been. Well, that's why you never make that guarantee.
You never make
that guarantee. You just don't.
Well, I would say book it, and that would mean I don't have to do it.
I mean, the team leader in RBIs this season might not even have 80, and probably won't. Riley Green has 58 RBIs, leads the team.
We could do, you know, the 2 Grand Slam the morning show does?
Yeah.
They could ask questions like, who started last night? Who's the starting pitcher last night for the Tigers? And people wouldn't know. Like, your
fallback could be Tyler Holton.
It could be, yeah. It could be anybody.
Well, tonight it's Kader Montero, who fortunately has been a starter. And his last 6 starts, his earned run average is 3.82. He's been good, not great, but he's been good. Good enough.
You know how many things had to go this way for them to even get this close?
It's amazing.
So the Royals have lost 7 in a row, right?
Yep.
Hinch is, he's MacGyvering his bullpen here or his pitching staff, Gator, but he even said it on the station. It doesn't work unless these guys come through. And they're kind of coming through, which is a...
Hinch is getting all this credit, but it's the guys that are doing the job. Like he's putting him in advantageous positions to really work in matchups like a maestro. But the Holtons and the Herders and the Hanafys and the Millers, Shelby Millers of the world are coming through.
In 28 games in August, the Tigers were 17-11. They had a team ERA of 3.06, a team whip of 1.05. I mean, that's pitching. That's pitching your balls off. Mm-hmm. That's National League pitching before they put the DH rule in both leagues.
Yep.
That's what you see. This staff has been amazing. And I'm glad you bring this up. We need to credit the players. They're the ones that are actually doing it. But I'm giving a ton of credit to AJ Hinch, too, because he's the one that has to decide, okay, how are we going to attack this game? Are we going to start things off with Brian Sammons, or do I go with Brant Herter?
Yeah.
You know,
they have a pitcher named Brant.
Right.
Like the game started category is usually one that you look at, and it has some relevance to it. Tyler Holton has started 7 games this year. Bo Brisky has started 8 games this year. They've started.
It's crazy.
Yes. Is it true that Ty Madden wasn't pitching well at the minors and has come to Detroit and is pitching well?
He was pitching horribly in the minors until his last several starts. And even then, he wasn't pitching great. He was pitching better. Mm-hmm. Like, he had lowered his ERA, was like a 10, and he lowered it down to 7. Because he had outings where he was giving up 4 and 5 runs a game instead of giving up, 8 and 9.
Yeah. It's crazy. All right, so I mentioned before the break, the NFL came out with a season promo, and it's one of these music hype videos that's, I don't know, a minute long, and it's just flash edit after flash edit after flash.
It's not
flash
Taylor Swift, is it?
The music?
Yeah.
The music's not.
Okay. Oh, no. What?
Taylor Swift is in the video 5 times. There's like 1 Patrick Mahomes highlight.
But Taylor Swift's got 5 appearances.
Aaron Rodgers is in it once.
Why? When he gets hurt?
Yeah, I mean, it's when he ran out with the flag.
Right before he got hurt.
Oh. It was like second in real time, it was probably like 7 minutes away from the season ending. But,
seconds before he gets carted out.
Yes. But Taylor Swift is in the video 5 times. Way more than anybody else.
You got to watch it, Gator. It's actually more triggering to see it like in real time.
It's at NFL.
Retweet it.
Okay.
Yeah, NFL's Twitter account.
Yeah, it's the NFL Twitter account. You got to scroll down quite a bit, but it was somebody who counted up how many people are in it. They started naming all the star players who aren't in it at all and then pointed out that Taylor Swift is in it. 5 times. And, I go back to whatever business you run. If you do something in your business that customers like and is helping your business, you go, do you stop doing it? Because I think the NFL, this is a clear sign that they've expanded their fan base because of her presence. So, now, the hardcore football fan, and I guess I don't really care what the NFL puts in their preseason video. You got to take a look.
I get putting her in the video once, guys. I get it once. She was such a big story last year. It was kind of happening in real time, so they're playing up to it. But now you've had a full offseason. I didn't care about the Taylor Swift stuff last year. It didn't bother me like a lot of people.
Right.
This was kind of triggering, Gator. Like, I'm like, 5 times they showed her during this NFL preview video. 5? Doug, you didn't even name the players they didn't show. Like, real stars in this league. And I thought, once, okay. Twice, maybe.
What? They just kept going back to the well. I've already seen her twice, and I'm asking myself why they even show her the second time.
Taylor Swift, here's somebody says Taylor Swift was shown 5 times in a 28-second clip of football being back.
But there's a third?
Yep.
4?
Yeah.
5?
It's like...
I'm annoyed. Now I'm annoyed. It's
my
completely
question
unnecessary.
My question is... Why only 5?
Right, I mean,
it would have been funny if it was every other clip. Like, somebody should do that. I am waiting for the SNL skit where they do this commercial with every other clip. I'm waiting for the SNL skit on that commercial for Ohio where the guy's dancing and he turns around and there's a girl there. And he's like, hey, I've never seen you here before. How long have you been here? Oh, I've been here since college. I'm an engineer.
Oh, that
I just moved here. Then they get married and then they're having kids and that whole thing. So what's the moral of the story of that commercial? Come to Ohio and get hitched.
Yeah. Your family.
Is it?
What a great place to start your family. Get married in a cave. Yeah. Do that.
And then there's this. The moral of the story is if you watch an NFL game, you might see Taylor Swift.
Kang, like you, I didn't have much of an issue last year. It was a story.
We understood it.
I totally got it. And the NFL saw something like, oh, wait a minute. We could tap into even a bigger revenue stream. We can have women watch the games. And, we'd have people call in. Some guys were pissed off about it. But you're not going to stop watching the NFL because it's the NFL. I didn't have much of an issue with it. Just don't overdo it. And I didn't think they overdid it. They kind of walked up to the line a couple times and then backed off. But this commercial
is triggering, huh?
Well, because this is going over the line. This is you're showcasing her five times.
Yep.
In the video. In the video that's supposed to promote the NFL.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
I don't need to show her more than once. I mean, I'm being honest. You don't have to show her more than once. That second time you see her, it's like, wow, she was on again. Where's Patrick Mahomes? Where's Lamar Jackson? Are we going to see them again? And I don't need to see Travis Kelce more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are other teams other than the Kansas City Chiefs. This is what I'd like to see. And because you mentioned, I was so fixated on looking to see if I could find her that I didn't even pay attention if the Lions were involved.
I guess I really didn't either. We've retweeted it at DunGator971 if you want to see.
What does that say about us? We're not even looking for the Lions.
Well, because I told you to count the Taylor Swift
appearances. I know, but I mean, here's
a
video.
There is Amon-Ra. I know there is a shot of Amon-Ra flipping into the end zone, and that might be the only one of Amon-Ra. At one point, they accidentally go like six highlights without showing Taylor Swift. But I think the only Lions highlight is the Amon-Ra. But
yep, that's all I saw. And here's Taylor again. Oh, there's Taylor kissing Travis.
Yeah. Oh, there's Taylor drinking a beer.
Yeah, there she is. I mean, that's it.
Yep.
What? Like, I get it. The NFL knows how to market itself just fine.
They're doing just fine.
But that seems a little much. Give me the players and stop doing the flash cutting so quickly. That's a lot of highlights put into 28 seconds.
Yeah. Look, it's just all marketing. I'm sure that there are marketing people that are telling them this is brilliant.
All right, I've seen enough.
But, well, I mean, what's the inverse of this? Is the inverse of this that NFL players start showing up at Taylor Swift concerts and singing songs? Hey, for our next, we'll bring out Bobby Wagner. You know, I mean, what are we doing here? Is that the inverse of this?
What, how to get guys? Here's Doug Carson at the Celine Dion concert.
No, NFL players.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, getting guys to go to what you would think would be a women's event.
I'm going to make one comment about that I don't think I've ever made on the air.
Oh, let's hear it again.
Talk about closer to.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that works.
Yeah,
yeah.
You weren't the only one there either.
No, I wasn't. So was Ted Schumer of Grand Blanc and Larry Evans of Celine, and they knew all the words to all the songs.
There it is.
I kept going to get beer.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.